Man, oh man, oh man, it's been a long time. It's been a long time. It's been a long time. But I've been going through some things. Me and my team been putting together some masterpieces at over at unifiedradio.tv, unifiedradio.tv, and trying to build that platform from the ground up. So definitely, I need you to go to unifiedradio.tv. Anybody that's listening to this, go on YouTube, Instagram, follow us, subscribe, please, because we definitely doing this for us, but we also doing this for y'all. We giving you a voice that you have that some of y'all may not want to use or, whatever's possible. But I decided to start coming back and putting out updates and daily things more now because I actually love it, but I'm more grounded now. And Unified Radio should be, on its way to, fruition. But I just don't like that I decided to come out this morning, like, on my way, taking my daughter to work. I said work. She goes to school, but for me, it's work because she acts like going to school is me going to work. Like, I'd be like, oh man, some mornings you don't want to go. And I know a lot of y'all can relate to it, but I say, I'm going to do a podcast a day and I'm going to keep dropping them at least 4 or 5 times a week. Sometimes I want to do 2 a day, but we'll see how that works, especially when you have a 1-year-old running around the house going crazy. But we had another tragedy, another tragedy. Pop Smoke. And a lot of y'all might not know who he is. And then a lot of y'all may know who he is. His birth given name was Bashar Jackson. He went by the moniker Pop Smoke. He was an American rapper and songwriter. I know a lot of people won't be like, well, Pop Smoke wasn't a songwriter because I can't believe that he wrote the stuff that he wrote. Whatever case may be, he's a songwriter. Point blank, period. He was signed to Victor Victor Worldwide and Republic Records. And a lot of y'all who know Pop Smoke probably know him because you probably were in the club or you have some nieces and nephews that's younger and they played this song called Welcome to the Party. Or you may know him from Dior Dior. Well, just one Dior, I believe. But for me, it was the Welcome to the Party. Welcome to the party. His voice was so like captivating because for me, when it comes to music, the voice, the it factor has to be there. For me to actually start actually trying to figure out if I'm gonna like your music or not. Well, I'm talking about him because this morning in LA, he was murdered, what they call possible home invasion. The young man was only 20 years old. He was born July 20th, 1999, and passed away February 19th, 2020. Man, it's sad, and my guy was a Wu, you feel me? So Crip, big Crip, man. A lot of people like, well, it's gang related. A lot of people see anytime a gang is related to your name, people automatically want to say, oh, it's gang related. Sometimes it could be, sometimes it may not be, but a lot of times, when you see people of that magnitude being killed, like that so easily is because, point blank period, someone in your camp set you up. I'm not for the whole debacle of, you know, what they call those things, like conspiracy theorists and things like that. He even said that, you know, he felt like he may be a target. A lot of people are saying that he became this target because he was, you know, enjoying life and what young kids do. They show everybody where they at. But it was a bag, a couple black bags, and he, for me, I really think he was just trying to show the name. Now, this is where the young kids get messed up at, because they live by the name of the things that they get. You know, hint, one of his biggest records was called Dior, and he always talked about him wearing Dior, and he loved Dior, Dior robes, Dior shoes, Dior pants, shit like that. So the name, and a lot of kids like to see when their people that they follow or they look up to is wearing these expensive clothes. Ooh, you know, I ever get chilly and you start like feeling like a yawn, but I do apologize. But they love doing that type of stuff, and sometimes they don't understand that, you know, giving a person your every move with a person your actual location can possibly put you in a danger zone when you're a person of that magnitude. Pop Smoke was young. He just wanted to live life. Just like a Brooklyn kid that just wanted to get out. I was able to get out. Went to school, though I went another route. Got away from the streets and went another route. But his other route was music. But on top of that, his other route was, you know, petrified by gang life. And a lot of people know, once you're in it, anything can pop off, which is sad, but it's part of the game. But for me, I really believe that his murder, his killing, was a subject to jealousy. Definitely a subject to jealousy. Like I said, he was part of the Jack Boys with Travis Scott and I think somebody else in that too, but yeah, you know, like that he just dropped the Meet the Woo 2 that was part of Meet the Woo, his two albums that he did drop. Would you call it an album or mixtapes? I don't know what these kids are calling this shit now, because it just comes out so quick and you don't know it's coming out. Probably was an album. No, I wouldn't say it was an album. I would say they were mixtapes. But for me, they were damn good mixtapes. And for a person that started working out again, his music was motivational, like, to work out, for a workout. They said it was other people in the home, in Hollywood Hills home. That he had rented from, you know, we're not even going to get into that, but he said a group of people, including one wearing a mask armed with a handgun, bust into the Hollywood Hills home Wednesday and fatally shot up, you know, up-and-coming rapper Pop Smoke. But they also said that officers responded after someone calling from the East Coast reported that several people had entered his friend's home shortly after 5 a.m. So I'm confused. Like, that shit is confusing me and making me upset when I think about it, because why did someone from the East Coast have to call when it was other people inside the house, supposedly? That type of shit don't make sense. I don't want to speculate. I wasn't there, but just from a person outside who live life, if you're in a house and somebody break into the house and shoot one person up, how the hell then you call, but someone from a whole nother side of the world call 911 to let in California? And if you know, like I know, if I call 911 in Baltimore, New York, Virginia, PA, California, Nevada, like if I'm in one of those states, Florida, and I call 911, I'm getting that 911 service of whatever state or city I'm at. You have to have an actual number to call 911 in a whole nother state. Or you call your local jurisdiction and then they have to try to find a number to transfer you over to. So it's a lot of crazy shit behind that, because I'm just, from, like I said, outside looking in, that shit just don't make sense. Like, how the fuck do, excuse my language, but how in the world can other people be in a house? And then when you think about it, it's like, yo, son, like, could he possibly lived if someone inside the home had called? Like, it's a lot of different shit. And then there's a video going around of the paramedics trying to revive Pop Smoke, which is sad because people is sharing that shit at a high rate, which is wild. Whew. Thinking about it just makes you be like, damn, son, like, they already say when you get out of a situation or when you're in the prime and you're in that profession as music, well, music, that's where it happens at more so with music, because movies, radio, you can be hot, popping, all that. People don't look at those people as, you got to be in a hot movie for the shit to sell, for you to have bread. You got to have a good radio station, podcast, whatever, YouTube channel, whatever the fuck you do, it got to be good for you to have bread. So people don't look at people like that as automatic breadwinners. But when it comes to musicians, they look at them as automatic breadwinners, and they feel as though that shit, you my man from the Sandlot, how you not going to take me? Or a woman be like, yo, I've been with you since the XYZ, how you not take me? And then they set that ass up. Then I just starting to feel like L.A. don't like my Brooklyn niggas. Or L.A. don't like Crips or something right now, because Crips down at an all-time high. That's famous in L.A. But not only that, though, like, Brooklyn? Damn, this take me back to Big, man. Some of y'all probably like, who the fuck is Big? You can't, you really can't be and say you're a hip-hop head, but anyway, man. Of course, you know, they always gonna lie and say he was pronounced dead at the hospital. I really believe that he died there. But, you know, it's a worldwide thing where if the person died on the street, the city or the state have to pay for the funeral. And to avoid that, person always dies at the hospital. Now, and that's what I'm saying. Like, the police said that they detained several people inside the house, but they later released them. And then told them that four people fled from the scene in a crime. Yo, son, like, being that, like, nobody shot back. Now, I'm not even talking about violent. Like, someone was murdered, right? But it's like when you talk a lot of shit in your rhymes, or you doing a lot of this, or you bigging up a lot of your homies that support you, shooters or killers. But when shit go down the fan, everybody just happy that they living. No one shot back. No one, what, like, no one seen it. They just heard it. Like, I'm just fucking confused. Like, it just doesn't sound right. And I just feel like he was a target. They didn't want nobody else. I know how this feels. My nephew was murdered recently. Well, the end of last year, you know, he was targeted. And this shit just, it's senseless. But, and you know, like recently in LA, a lot of homes of entertainers that, well, not even at homes, because a lot of them are renting their homes, you know. And these entertainers have been targeted several times, you know, several home invasions and robberies and stuff like that. But nothing came out of it like this. Like, this was, it just feel like this was targeted and they really meant to kill him. They weren't looking to just rob him. They were looking to make a statement and murder him. Now, like I said, a lot of people are speculating that he brought it on himself by bragging and putting, mistakenly, because I don't think he going to put his address out there and not have no weapons. You know what I mean? You in L.A., then it's just crazy. And then you have people like Blueface coming out there saying that, oh, see what happened when you didn't get checked in and you don't check in and woot-de-woot and why-de-why. Like, yo, disrespectful fucking comments, because you could check in and still somebody want to murder that ass. You know what I'm saying? So for me, it almost felt like, did you have something to do with that shit? Because you're telling people that he didn't check in. And it's what happens when people don't check in. That's how I took that shit. So it seemed like sometimes people want to stay relevant and want to talk down an ill will on the dead, or just not even realizing that what they're saying is still fresh to a person that was just murdered. Like, keep your fucking mouth closed. But that's normal for him and his camp, because his manager, Wack 100, always running around talking ill will about the dead. I.e. when Wack 100 was talking down on the late Nipsey Hussle and saying all these different things about him not being a legend and he not this and he not that. But he never said none of that stuff when Nipsey was living. And you know, I just hope that they really do investigate this in L.A. before it gets ugly, because this can actually turn into a war, because, you know, you got a lot of these, you know, Wolves and, you know, Crips over East upset about it, and a lot of people over West upset about it as Crips. So it could be turned into a war. So I'm just hoping that they really do whatever they got to do and get to the bottom of it. Everybody know he was part of this Crip street gang. He'd let you know on every song, damn near. Every song. He let you know, it's Woo, nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's part of that Woo. I'm not even going to get into that. Because if you don't know, you don't know. Man, so yes, we definitely just lost another life, another, you know, it take, like I said, XXXTentacion, you know what I mean? Another one of those, you know, another Nipsey, you know, this is a person who was destined to be great, cut down, you know, just life cut down quick. Like I say, he was only 20. He didn't even hit 21 yet, you know. And that shit was just crazy. Like I said, man, it don't make no damn sense. You know, he was on his way to greatness. I know a lot of people like, he's going to be great. Y'all said that same shit about Future. Y'all said that same shit about Lil Bootsy. Y'all said that same shit about Chief Keef. Y'all said that same shit about, you know, Black Youngster. You said the same shit about, you know, Yo Gotti and all that. Like, people that you don't understand or people that you don't like, you know, because it's not the music that you like. You know, people always say, you know, how can he be greater than the destiny? They don't know this and that. Because you don't know him don't mean that 2 million people didn't know him, you know? So, you know, I see a lot of people that went out there and reached out and said their condolences and things like that to Pop Smoke and letting them know that, you know, even though he was young and his type of music, like a Red Man, you know, went out there, put a post up on Twitter letting him know, you know, send his condolences to his family and things like that. And how he was, like I said, on his way to greatness. 50 Cent went out there, you know, he says no such thing as success without jealousy. Treachery comes from those who are close and RIP, which is facts. Like I said, man, like people who are closest to you have the easiest access to you than the people that really are your enemies, which is crazy. And then your enemies are the people who, you know, get the information from your closest ones. And then, you know, the craziest thing, your closest person wind up murdering you before your enemy do. Not only that, my man had shows that were sold out, and he was about to start his Meet the Woo tour starting March the 2nd in D.C. He had a whole bunch of, from when I was looking at a couple weeks ago, he had posted on his Instagram that, you know, about the shows, but he had like 8 to 10 shows that were already sold out, which is big. Even another Brooklyn homie reached out and posted on her Instagram and said, you know, Brooklyn King, rest up, Younger May. And, you know, it's just heart-wrenching that, you know, someone like this in the hip-hop society is being murdered constantly, and we just keep losing them before that music becomes, what's the word? Like, before the music becomes acknowledged, at a high masses other than what it is. But yeah, man, definitely go help his moms, you know. Listen to his music. You know, if you never heard him before, go listen to him. Pop Smoke. Man, I'm about to sign out. This shit hurts. This definitely, you know, this definitely hits home, because for a person that listens to music and start really digging this artist, and for him to be so young and how his life was taken, is senseless. It needs to stop. But yeah, like I said, like from Chief Keef and him, it was like you had your New York drill scene, but you also have your Chicago drill scene, but it was all different. But man, like I said, you're in heaven or whatever you believed in, brother. Welcome to the party. Dior. Christopher Walken. And a lot of people are saying, yo, because of you, Pop Smoke, a lot of people been putting up their, you know, just little verses from that Christopher Walken. Bitch, I'm a thot. Give me lit. That shit be fire. But all right, man, like I said, it's Talk Tone Con. I'm back. And it's going to be fun.